The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio on Friday with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 8th of August, 7:05 in the morning. News at the top of the hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Healing starts here.
Community compassion. Yeah. So healing starts here. And David's there. Good morning, Davey.
Good morning, everybody.
So, how are you today?
Doing good. I've been up since 4:30.
Ooh. Well, so, you have a little one.
Yeah. And I just woke up and started researching and just full of energy.
Okay. You started researching.
Oh, yeah.
What
news.
Oh, okay. Excellent, yeah. Excellent. Okay.
I may need some help.
Do you need to go? I'm surprised, Carl, you didn't say what day.
I was letting you do
National
that.
National day.
I was trying to share that
all
with
right,
you.
All right. What national day is it, David?
So we have a few. I mean, we pickleball day.
Oh.
And it's also global. Sleep Under the Stars night tonight.
Oh, we were watching a program briefly yesterday about a place. They were talking about 10 cities in California that you could that are reasonable to live in, and one
to
of them,
to. Yeah.
Yes, and
yeah.
One of them was, and I can't remember.
Borrego Springs.
Okay,
it's one of the dark cities. They call it dark sky cities,
right,
in the United States, where there is no light pollution.
After a certain hour, they turn everything off.
Everything's off, and you can sit out there and watch.
It's stargaze.
It's just absolutely
Milky Way,
etc. Fabulous,
et
yeah. Yeah, and Borrego Springs.
Yeah, and I know sometimes up in Cedarville, if you get past, there's a place up in Cedarville. Somebody was saying that recently that they were, maybe it was over your birthday, there was some kind of, not a galaxy showing, but
A meteor shower,
and they were going to go up to, you and I had read about it last time we were up there above Cedarville. Anyway, let's go to the weather. 103 today, so you know that we're going to have hot days. We've just about variable winds in the afternoon. We could get gusts up to 20 miles per hour today, though. That's what the forecast is calling for, with overnight lows of 75. So it's not like we're getting down and dipping down. But tomorrow, 105. On Saturday, Sunday, 107. Monday, 106. And we are in that heat wave there for the next 4 days. Tuesday calls for 100, so we're going to be dropping down again on next week. But there's really no showers or thunderstorms ahead of us right now. But again, we do have a sunny and hot day with 103 today. The weather is brought to you by, each and every time we read the weather, is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane and Anderson, a veteran-owned business that is run by the Kinney family, three generations, going on fourth coming in and helping around. You know how it is. 365-3793 for all your gas and propane needs. They give veteran and senior discounts. With us this today is one and only very handsome boy, Giovanni, brought to us by Katrina, who picks out our pet of the week from Haven Humane. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
All right. So Giovanni, tell us all about Giovanni for our pet of the week.
He is such a sweet guy. He's a gentle guy. He's a fairly large dog. We have him as like a Rottweiler Shepherd mix, because he has like a little bit of brown on his face, kind of like a Rottweiler, but it's very, very light.
He looks like a lab.
He could have some lab in there. He is mostly like a dark brown, my favorite thing about his look is he has one pointed ear and one flopped over ear all the time.
He does. That's cute.
Very expressive. He is such a sweetheart. We've had him for about 3 months.
Ooh.
And he came in as a stray. So we named him Giovanni. I think it's a fun name for him. We think he's about 2 years old, maybe two, maybe three. But what we've learned as we've had him is he is just such a gentle dog. He is very sweet. He's not a very, you know, jumpy, excitable dog. He's definitely more easygoing. And he's learned a lot since he's been with us. When he first got to the shelter, he did not know how to sit at all. No one could make him sit. It took a couple of weeks. but now he will sit. He's doing it right now.
He comes over to you and he puts his face, you know, and you know, looks up at you with his little soft brown eyes. And
oh, he needs
just
a home.
He's just a love.
He needs a home.
No, this is one that could be crawl into the chair with you or go for walks.
This needs a place. He needs to be placed.
He's a
heartbreaker.
A cool dog.
Yeah,
this is a cool dog.
Well, we think about when you said 3 months. That's how long Buford 72 days. I think this is what they. When you think about how does someone pass up, and yesterday I had Buford groomed, and they get, every time we took it, you know, to get the toenails ground down and then wash because he doesn't really need any cutting. She said, "You hit the jackpot." Is what she said. "You hit the jackpot with him. He is just such a sweetheart." This dog has the same kind of disposition.
Yeah. Yeah, he could be a Buford too.
Giovanni. Ugh.
Giovanni.
Yeah.
So you call him Johnny or Gio?
No, we call him Gio. I don't know, Gio.
All sorts of nicknames on him.
Come here, Gio.
Come here, lover boy. Yeah.
It's pretty cool too. One of our staff members actually took him, and like fostered him over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
A few weeks ago. And so we got to learn a little more of how he acts in a home.
All right.
And she has another dog, and she said having another dog in the home seemed to really help him, and he seemed to pick things up a lot quicker with the other dog around, and he loved playing. And he was really friendly with everybody. She said he does eventually like toys. At first, he doesn't really seem like he's very into toys, but she said once he kind of settles in, he does like to play with toys.
Well, if we think about what it just must be for the mind, first of all, he's a stray, so he's lost his home wherever he was, or his people. And now he's placed in a kennel, which is great, by the way, but still, 73 months. This is a long time, and this dog needs to be placed.
Exactly.
And a loving home, and we know some people are looking, so.
He is the same size as Buford.
Yeah.
He and Buford are probably about the same size.
I think he would be super easy.
56, 60 pounds.
How's he in the car?
Great. He's really comfortable riding in the car.
Does he drive? Have you tried?
I wasn't supposed to tell you that, but.
I was a little slow this morning, and there was Giovanni coming down the street. He had a little cigarette in his mouth. Yeah. His sunny's on. He looked cappuccino.
You can teach him anything, really.
Yeah.
He's a cool dog, and you're going to see him on our little reel.
Reel that you'll be doing in a minute. So
yeah. Anything else going on?
Yeah, of course we have Bark Wine and Brew coming up here in October.
Uh-huh.
So that's pretty exciting.
The first Saturday. Always the first Saturday.
Yes, it's on October 4th. It is pirate themed, so that's super fun, to come in costume for. And if you buy a table of 10, that's what we're selling right now, either with your business or with your family. And there's, you know, the food, the drinks, the auctions. Super fun time. So if you have any questions about getting tickets for the event, you can call our development department. And their phone number is 530-241-5262.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. We'll be there.
Yeah. In Pirate, we've already got our costumes.
We've got our costumes.
I'm
already
excited.
Have the costumes. That's right. And, I haven't figured out which eye will get the pet. It may change during the night, depending on how I feel. I go from left to right, right to left. Put one on the middle of my forehead. Who knows? But it's always a good time, my friends, and it's always sold out. So join us for Bark, Wine, and Brew. It's probably the largest fundraiser.
And this weekend, you always have pets at?
At PetSmart.
At PetSmart. And you have like an adoption booth. Is that correct? What do you have?
It
says on Wednesday, it says from Sunday from 11 to 3:30, you have a PetSmart adoption booth.
Yeah, from Wednesday to Sunday. Sunday's really special because that's the one day the shelter's closed. But if you go to PetSmart on Sunday, you can still adopt an animal from us. We always have cats that are there that, you know, are living in the little condos there. And then our staff brings roughly about 3 dogs with them to PetSmart for you to choose from.
Okay, so animals adopted in 2024, 2,061. What is the special number 2? is Lost Pets reunited with their owner at 1,167.
Are you a good boy?
Yeah.
Is he a good boy?
And we talk about, here's a number that we want to finish with. Volunteer foster care hours, 22,580. So how much we appreciate. And if you want to foster, that you should also go to heavenhumane.org or figure out, I'm sure somewhere there they'll give you like how you can volunteer and also help out.
Definitely. It's all on our website.
Well, yeah. Thank you, Katrina.
Of course. Thank you for having us.
Good luck, Giovanni. Giovanni's good. He ought to go home. You had the one, Joe. Was it Joe that got adopted that day? It was one from last week. Maybe it wasn't Joe. It was...
Are you talking about Ned?
Ned.
Ned got adopted.
Ned got adopted that day.
Yay. Awesome.
It was. So, Giovanni, maybe it's your day today, buddy. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, HavenHumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Get job ready today at Shasta College. Whether you're interested in accounting or agriculture, automotive or nursing, or any of our many other career trainings, our in-demand programs will give you the skills you need for a fulfilling and exciting future career. Planning to transfer? Start here and complete your first 2 years. Then transfer to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. And the best part is, all full-time students get 2 years tuition for free. Choose the class format that works for you. In-person, online, hybrid, or 8-week accelerated courses designed for busy adults. You may even qualify for up to $4,000 per semester through our 15 to finish program. Restrictions apply. See a counselor for details. Fall semester begins August 18th, so don't wait. Enroll today at ShastaCollege.edu or call 530-242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
I want to be a Friday night. We ride summer, sunny sunshine, barefoot in the moonlight.
Good morning and welcome to this Friday edition of KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, and KCNR1460.com. You can always call in if you wish to comment on something, or, you know, 605-4567 is our hotline. By the way, before we get going, and well, first of all, let me do a brought to you by, because we love our sponsors, is Judy Maxwell and Maxwell Insurance. You know, all of our insurance and financial needs are with our insurance is with Judy Maxwell and her team. They'll do free assessment. And as we're thinking about crunching numbers and where are we and where are we standing and where are we going, a lot of times it's good to refresh. And Judy Maxwell does that. Now, next week when Carl is up in the mountains on Odina, I have three Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I'll be hosting the show. The first Wednesday will be with Susan Eastman, and then we have various guests. And on Thursday, I have Judy Maxwell. And so you want to make sure you listen into that show next Thursday, where she's going to really give the lowdown on what's happening, because laws do change, things do change. I have a girlfriend in Texas that asked me that she would like to know that about the Medicare and how some people can't get to certain doctors because they have a certain Medicare where they're saving money, but when it comes to being seen by certain doctors, they cannot. So we're going to ask about that. I know she's talked about it before, but it's always wonderful to revisit, or again, the word would be refresh. And then Friday, we've got Rebecca Bear, Eric Woodstrom, House of Realty. It's going to be a fun show, and Rebecca Bear will be, and they both are going to be co-hosting with me, so it'll be a fun morning, and I think she's got a couple of announcements that she's going to be sharing with us on Friday morning as well. So there is the lowdown on Judy Maxwell, et cetera, and so what do we have, Carl?
That's the sound.
God.
That's the sound of Redding hiring.
I'm not sure I want to hear that, but okay.
Hiring goats. You know, it's time for the goats again. They're back out clearing land.
It did not sound like a goat. But anyway.
It did too.
I thought it sounded like Tuesday.
Whatever.
Tuesday.
Meh. Tuesday.
Meh.
No, Tuesday, meh. We'll see if you can find a goat sound and then play it. But
right.
The city said on Thursday that the four-legged arborists are back for another summer.
Okay.
And they've got one. Okay, they've even spotlighted one called Sherman.
I love it. Sherman.
A shrub specialist who has quickly become a vital member of the Redding Parks crew.
A shrub specialist.
Yeah,
do you love that?
Despite his small size, Sherman has a big appetite for tackling fire hazards, particularly enjoying munching on manzanita. Oh,
that
must be. This
is a really creative.
This is
here
right.
We go. Go ahead. All right.
Okay.
All right. All right. Carl was right.
That is the sound of a goat. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. Sherman has a great work ethic.
Listen to KCNR, all right? KCNR. Well, you can hear the sound of barn animals. Yes.
Well, yeah. Anyway, yeah, there we go. Sherman's out there doing his thing. And he also has other hobbies. And he jumps off rocks, jumps into the manzanita, and starts chowing down. So, you know what? Years ago, when we were having, when we were having fire danger things, I thought about this concept because I've seen it before. They used it at Quantico, Virginia, at the Marine Corps base there, where they had goats and sheep out. And I thought, okay. So I researched it, and I went out and found a guy that had goats. He had four goats, maybe five. And I said, well, this is my concept. He said, well, let me tell you about goats. I spent 2.5 hours getting this goat's head out of a hole in a fence that he pushed himself through. And he says, you know, I had turned him, doing everything, and I finally got him out. Goat looks at me, sticks his head right back through the fence. He says, think of it as 2-year-olds mm-hmm. with four legs and extreme energy that can leap over anything. And I said, well, would you consider being the goat herder if I got a bunch of goats? And he said, no, I'm trying to sell these. But then after that, then you started seeing, you know, and it's a great way. If you ever see these goats coming out there and what they do to all this, shrubbery.
Mm-hmm.
They do a great job out there.
Well, I told you about the
and
time.
You don't have the fire stuff going.
Right. And I told you about the time I was taking a walk in our neighborhood. And there's there was a famous pianist who lived close in our neighborhood who passed away. And he used to give these concerts. And he had Steinway. Steinway only. So walking past this house, you would hear this beautiful sound of music coming from his home. But anyway, he passed away. And then evidently, I was taking a walk in the area. And there was a guy there. There was a truck. And these guys, you could hear, you know, the weed eating and the sound of, you know, electric, whatever it was, motorized, gas-driven, whatever. And Buford, there were a couple dogs that weren't on leash. And then there was this baby goat running around. And I was, and he, and Buford was absolutely was not even going to stay close on the leash. He was crazy about what is this critter. Right? And he was not that, nothing was on the leash. And this guy came out, big long beard. And we started to talk. I said, that's, oh, and he said, yeah. And he goes, aren't you? And I'm friends with. And I was like, oh my gosh, you know, the world is small. And he's the guy who has this goat business. And that was a baby goat that was just hanging out with the dogs in the front seat of like a beater truck. It was a, it was like, a documentary could be done on this guy because he's just was an interesting dude. And they were there clearing the brush on this famous late and great pianist whose yard just went, you know what I mean. And he said, boy, you can't believe the stuff we're discovering down on that hill because it had been years, like fountains and pools and, you know, that kind of thing that had been overgrown. And so I don't know if the goats were going to be released or they came in and do the early brush release. But anyway, so the baby goat and this guy gave me his card. I wish I would, because this would be a great interview.
It would be.
Yes.
You know, when you get people who are doing things that are a little bit different or,
yeah.
You know. And
how'd
then,
you get into that business?
And then they pay them, you know, per the goat. Now, here's the good thing is they'll run their goats all season long, and at the end of it, they'll sell them. You know, because they're meat goats.
Okay.
And then because they got the next group, you know, being raised. So, anyway.
And Sherman. Lynn Ann Foster, the other night, she was talking about how they put these PVC pipes on
right.
the goat so that it didn't get stuck in the fence.
Right. She's, that's so.
Oh, that's so, on hers.
Yes,
on her goats.
Yes, because that's.
Just like the guy says, he says, sticks his, you know, they get into things, sticks his head in the fence, takes me 2 hours to get it out, and sticks his head right back in there.
Right.
You know, so it's, anyway.
Yeah, you don't want to get a call. You're on the road. You get a call like, Sherman. Good old Sherman got his head stuck back, you know. And then you have the neighbors. Who's looking after the goat that sticks his head in the fence and can't get out for 2 days?
No, you know something.
No.
You know something that will get you up, that you levitate out of bed? You get a phone call that says, hey, the gate to your corral.
Oh,
where
no.
The horses are is open, and they're moving.
Yes,
and then
yep.
You'd be surprised how fast you can get up, and you start, you know, I mean, somehow get shoes and clothes on and be out the door in a second and a half. Meanwhile, your horses are trotting down the road going, hey, that's wonder where that freeway is.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Let's go down there and watch.
That's
yeah,
that's a so, freakazoid.
So, okay. That's
thank God where we have Odina boarded. It's a ways back. Before she could get out into a road, and then away from that road to get onto the main road.
To 44.
But it could happen.
It could. Of course, the time you had her out in the big corral, and the gate was open, and you looked at it, and you noticed that the gate was open. You looked over. She's looking at the gate. She looks at you, and it was a race to the gate.
Oh, she won.
She won. And there you are screaming running
down
the road.
I was. And then, of course, my adrenaline comes out my nostrils, you know.
And then what does Odina do? Odina does this. She, you know, she'll wander around, trot around, and she goes back to her stall.
Right.
That's it. She goes in. Yep, here I am. I'm home. Let's take a quick break, and we'll actually have things to talk about when we get back from our break besides, you know, making barn animals noises.
We have some announcements, yes.
Yeah, okay, we'll be right back.
I Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Experience the thrill of our $100,000 summer adventure. Swipe to win draw. Weekly drawings are from June through August, Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m., where you have a chance to win exciting prizes, including free slot play and cash rewards. Have a chance to win a brand new 2025 Ford Ranger in the final draw. By participating, you could drive away in style. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. If we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Well, good morning and welcome back to our Friday edition here. We're going to get right into it. 7:33 in the morning, a couple things that I want to bring up. But first of all, I know how you felt about this. Lucasfilm and Disney settle with actor Gina Carano following her firing of The Mandalorian.
You know what?
And this was during what? Was this right around COVID?
Yeah. And all this, and she, all this stuff.
She's conservative.
The Me Too movement and all that. BLM. She, only thing she did was she said, it's terrible how neighbors will attack people because of their political. If you're a conservative, you get thoroughly attacked and denigrated and all this. She said it was like in Nazi Germany back in the 30s.
When she said
that, Disney fired her.
Yeah, but let's look at the recent woman who is, what have they did on Snow White? The little starlet that was on Snow White
that said all types of offensive things.
Yes.
And they didn't fire her. Did they?
I don't know.
Anyway, the thing about Carano is Elon Musk said anybody that lost their job because of something you put on tweet, back then it was tweet, I will pay your legal cost. And so he stepped in, and Carano sued Disney, Lucasfilms, for being fired without cause.
She said, she was fired because she dared voice her own opinions against an online bully mob who demanded her compliance with their extreme progressive ideology.
And she didn't do it. So they
she was also criticized for mocking mask wearing during the pandemic and making false allegations of voter fraud during the 2020 presidential election.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what happened is that
they've settled they will not talk about what it is.
Of course not. But Carano
the specific terms with the agreement were not made available.
Yeah. Well, Carano got a. I'm sure she got a hefty. Settlement there because if it went to, they don't want it going to court because, you know, for one thing, it's the cost of legal fees, but the other thing is they could lose, and in today's society, they may get hit with like a $50 million bill.
Okay, now here's something I think our listeners would really like to hear from your perspective, being Lieutenant Colonel serving 33 years in the Marine Corps. The U.S. Air Force plans to deny retirement benefits to all transgender service members. This is according to CNN, by the way, who have honorably served between 15 and 18 years. Instead, they will be offered two choices. Take the lump sum separation payment that's being offered to junior troops, or to be involuntarily separated at a later date. The move, which announced this week, comes after the Supreme Court granted the Pentagon permission to ban all transgender troops serving in the U.S. military. Transgender troops recently told military.com that they found the separation process, which has included reverting their service records to their birth gender, dehumanizing.
Well, let's go back to the 80s when the AIDS epidemic.
AIDS epidemic.
That early 80s.
Yes, of course.
And it didn't mean that you were gay, that you had HIV. It could have been for a number of reasons.
Right.
Everywhere, anything from blood transfusions to, bisexual men having sex with a woman.
Yes.
And then a heterosexual man having sex with a woman and getting, it was just all types of ways.
Right.
So it wasn't specifically.
It was not just
and
gay
at that
disease.
Point,
yeah.
And at that point, gay was, was don't ask, don't tell type of thing. Anyway, but they were discharged medically and honorably discharged under medical reasons because they needed so much care. And, back then the drugs were heavy duty and they couldn't deploy, so they were being discharged. Today, and I would just say this, my friends, I'm not an expert on the transgender community in the sense of have they had sex change operations, are they on drugs and different things to, manipulate hormones and all that. I'm just not an expert on it. But it comes down to the fact, can they deploy? And can they deploy and do their job? And I think that's what Hegseth and the military are saying. If they, it's a problem having them and trying to make sure that they can be, that their special needs can be taken care of. Now, here's what I don't agree with though. They've had 15 to 18. Now this person has done 18 years of his life or her life or their life or whatever life, in the military. And we're only talking, from the article I saw, 4,000 transsexuals in the whole Department of Defense of 2.2 million military. And they said, well, we're just going to give you a lump sum, but we're not going to let you retire. I think that's wrong. So do I think that that it should have been in the military? I'm not crazy about that. I don't think there's a lot of reasons that could have been a real problem. But if you've served honorably and you let other people take early retirement as they have, then I don't see, just from the article now, there could be something else, but just from the article that I read, why you wouldn't let them retire. How many of them is, it's literally a drop in a very, very, very large bucket.
Take a lump sum separation payment that's being offered to junior troops, whatever that means,
yeah,
or be involuntarily separated at a later date.
Yeah, so if you're involuntary, you know, if you don't take, it's kind of like a carrot and a stick. Take the lump sum or we're going to discharge you and you don't get anything. Now, I don't know if, but see, I can't tell from the way it's written
right.
if that's exactly what it means. You know, the judges said, hey, military wants to do this. They are perfectly in their right to do so. Okay, that's fine. The idea of somebody coming in the military so they can have sex change operations has always offended me. If they'd been in 10 years and they had made up their mind to do this, that's one thing. But come in and then get a sex change operation? No, it doesn't work like that. So, but discharge, you know, let somebody has 18 years in. Does it mean if you have 19 years in, you can retire? See, it's an arbitrary thing.
All right. Also, so. I wanted to talk about this also in with the five things
and
you need
to
know.
And if you think I'm wrong, give me a call, 530-605-4567.
Yeah. President Donald Trump is calling for big changes to the U.S. Census. In a post on a social media site, Trump says he has ordered the Commerce Department to begin work on a new and highly accurate census. The president said the new census will be based on modern-day facts and figures, and importantly, using the results and information gained from the presidential election of 2024. He also declared that people who are in our country illegally will not be counted in the census. The U.S. Constitution mandates a national census every 10 years to determine congressional representation, and the next one is not scheduled until 2030.
Yeah.
In addition, the 14th Amendment requires, now here's something, this is the glitch. The 14th Amendment requires a count of the whole number of persons in each state.
Okay.
So there's your...
If you want to do that, but here's what it is. Millions, as we know, millions and millions of people came into this country illegally.
In the last...
Well, the last 4 years.
Yes.
I mean, and it was a plan. If you don't think it was a plan to bring in these people, because we're... And then they were moved into areas, certain areas. A lot of them came to California. A lot of them went... But a lot of them went to other places. They put them in Idaho, Wyoming...
Texas.
All these. And what it is when you count the people, if you just count heads, then that means, oh, okay, California has, oh, even though we know California has a lot of people leaving it, they've also got a lot of people coming in, but many of them are coming in illegally. So they come in to count your congressional representatives, and they're going to count everybody, even if they're not citizens. And I find this wrong. Why? Your Congress is there, yes, to represent the people. But why not, you know, it's, you know, you're representing the citizens of the United States, not people here illegally, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they'll say, oh, wait a minute, you know, and you're, you know, oh, the 14th Amendment says you have to count everybody. Okay. I've got to go back and look at that if it says that, because, you know, you can read anything, a segment out of the Constitution or the Bill of Rights, you can read a line out of it, and it doesn't have the whole story there, as you might say. But anyway, I understand. I see what he's doing. He says, hey, let's have a census and see how many American citizens we have in this country. You can count everybody, sure, but that's... Delineate who's here legally and who's here illegally. Give us an idea.
Now, here's a word that I've heard a lot lately. Gerrymandering.
Okay. Let's do that after the break. This portion of the show brought to gerrymandering. I love it. You know who it was named after?
No.
There was a representative, Jerry. Gerrymandering. G-E-R-R-Y. And he did something like this, so it was called, and that's how it got the name.
Wow. In what era?
Oh, gosh, 1800s.
Okay.
Maybe earlier. Okay, Crackmaster Windshield Repair knows the ins and outs of proper windshield repair. He is the windshield whisperer, Jeff Wurst. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff's going to fix it. Brings it into a climate-controlled area, puts his special mixture of sealant on it, polishes it, guarantees it. That fix for the life of the windshield. This is a good guy. He knows what he's doing. We've never had anybody say that, have a complaint after going down to Crackmaster Windshield Repair. For a free inspection and analysis, head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeffy a call. Yeah, he'll love that. Jeffy, give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Crackmaster Windshield Repair is locally owned, locally run, and a veteran-owned business. Great guy. We'll be right back talking about gerrymandering.
Okay.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Celebrate the end of summer with a family barbecue on your new Green Mountain Smart Control Pellet Grill from Kent's Meat and Groceries. Grill through your home Wi-Fi network from your favorite chair or even the pool. Shop Kent's Meat Department for fresh extra lean ground chuck, whole trim tri-tip T-bone or porterhouse steaks, plus watermelon and white corn on the cob, all on sale this month along with Bud, Miller, Coors, and Pepsi products. Don't forget side dishes and salads made fresh daily from Cappy's Deli. Kent's Meat and Grocery in Cappy's Deli, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport on Airport Road. Open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, including Labor Day weekend.
Finally, transparent elections in Shasta County. Your new county clerk, Clint Curtis, needs your support now. We're having a fantastic fundraising dinner at Wind River, August 28th. Live auction, drawing, games, and of course, great people. Get your tickets now. This event will sell out. Call Patrick at 530-222-3223 or Jody at 530-510-3533. Clint Curtis, county clerk, fundraising dinner this August 28th at Wind River. And thank you for your support.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Are you ready for the ultimate slapdown? Slap Wars returns to the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Join Heartbot Productions for this battle of the hang on Saturday, September 13th. Watch it all while these Slap Warriors face off to be the last slapper standing. Tickets to this thrilling competition start at $35. Must be 21 to attend. Tickets include $10 in free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hey, welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bots. Friday. It's going to be up to 104 or 5 or something today. It's going to be hot. Today, the 8th of August, 7:50 in the morning, and it's 77 right now out there. So, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. And we're talking about the Get Care Now. For non-threatening emergencies, use Get Care Now to receive ER treatment and to reserve a treatment time instead of going down there and having to wait, you know, for 2 or 3 hours or whatever, you can schedule a time to come down there. They're going to come back to you and ask you a couple questions, make sure that whatever's bothering you is non-life-threatening. Then they'll set up an appointment time for you to come down so you could just stay at home and be a little more comfortable before you go down to the ER. Just go to ShastaRegional.com and click the Get Care Now tab. All right, gerrymandering.
Dun, 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 dun. Okay, the California State Assemblyman Carl DeMaio, I think it's DeMaio, a Republican out of San Diego, was vindicated Thursday when the state agreed that Governor Gavin Newsom's special election to approve a gerrymandered congressional map would cost over $200 million. All right. Seems that DeMaio had crunched the numbers and estimated the cost would be $250 million, simply to give Democrats an even more lopsided district map than they already have in the state. So a spokesman for the Secretary of State's office estimated the bill for the statewide election would be around $200 million. This is out of the B. The Newsom recall election in 2021 when there were no other elections taking place. Most of the costs associated with the election are related to printing ballots and envelopes. The discussion is mostly hypothetical until and unless the California legislator actually calls a special election, which they must do by August 22nd. Newsom is clear that the election would only take place if Texas lawmakers are able to pass their gerrymandered maps.
Here, gerrymandering, what is it? It's a political manipulation of electoral district boundaries to give the advantage to a party, group, or a socioeconomic class within that constituency. It started with a guy in 1812 by the name of Elbridge Gerry, vice president of the United States at the time of his death, who was a governor of Massachusetts, signed a bill that created a partisan district in the Boston area that was compared to the shape of a mythological salamander. So what they do, they go out and they draw these lines to give themselves more power and take power away from the other party. Newsom says that, oh, I'm only going to do it if Texas does it. Well, that's interesting. And the thing is that Schwarzenegger, he says, hey, this is wrong. He championed the state's nonpartisan redistricting system, and now Newsom wants to override the people of California and give it to the, you know, the bought and paid for politicians that are down there in Sacramento. Schwarzenegger was the one that weakened gerrymandering in California, one of the key legacies of his 7-year tenure as governor. In the world of redistricting reform, he is an unlikely evangelist. And he's lobbied other states to adopt nonpartisan systems and even filed an amicus brief when the U.S. Supreme Court took up a landmark case on gerrymandering. So, and now what Newsom wants to do is put that independent system on hold for the rest of the decade in favor of a set of maps that benefit Democrats. I mean, okay, you know, Newsom, if you are really even thinking in any way, shape, or form of running for president, what kind of impact do you think this is going to have on people? I mean, it's already that they've got the complete control of the Assembly and the Senate. You know, in Texas, the Democrats ran away because they couldn't get a quorum. If they didn't have a quorum, they couldn't pass the gerrymandering that Texas is doing. So, but even if all the Republicans walked away, got into the 8-passenger van, and drove away from the Capitol, the, you know, Democrats still got a quorum there. So, but they want to redo congressional districts to make sure that only Democrats can win. So, you say to yourself, well, how can they do that up here in the North State? It's easy. You draw the district. So you've got, it looks kind of like you've got a border type thing that goes all the way into Marin County. in Marin County who has lots of people and they're all Democrats, we could elect a Democrat out of the North State, depending on how those boundaries are drawn. That's the scary thing. All million people live up here could vote for Lamont for the Republican or whoever it is, and they get down into Marin County, and that makes the difference. They go, oh, and so then we have somebody else. See, there's the danger in it, and it's there to, and it's not fair. It's doesn't take the people's, what the people want, like they had here in California for years, decades, and now Newsom wants to change it. What's the word I'm looking for? I was going to say low life, but I'm not going to use that. That's harsh.
Nah.
No, but it's so underhanded and sneaky. So underhanded in the way they're doing it. All right. Now, what about Texas? Oh, hey, I don't know that much about what Texas is doing, but if it's what Newsom's trying to do, then it's underhanded and sneaky too. So, because we had the system where the people, where there was a commission that redrew these districts and you tried to make it as fair as you can, not make it look like a salamander, as they did in 1812. Okay.
What else do you have on your list?
Well,
talk about the fires a minute. Fire crews continue to battle the Big Cliff Fire southwest of Etna, which is going to 840 acres, 7% contained. Firefighters are working around the clock in rotating shifts, with crews being flown in and out of the rugged fire zone by helicopter. Additional helicopters and air tankers are providing aerial support. Structure protection efforts are ongoing in the Rainbow Mine area. A 20-mile stretch of the Pacific Crest Trail has been closed due to fire activity and firefighter operations in the region. The Butler Fire is now 94% contained after burning 21,058 acres. Actively has diminished significantly, with crews focusing on patrol, mop-up, and backhauling equipment from the area. Meanwhile, the Green Fire, located in the northwest edge of Lake Shasta, is now 98% contained after burning 19,022 acres. All right, so that's an important thing. So I know we're all trying to figure out what's going on with the fires.
I have this statistic that I'm not going to even read, and I'll tell you why. It's really negative.
Oh,
so I'll read it on Monday. I'll start your week off like that.
No.
Instead of on Friday, you're kind of like, yeah. You know, no, I'm going to do this. And it concerns people your age there, David, and things that are going on that shouldn't be, and it's causing a health scare. So anyway, when we see next week, next Monday morning at 7:30, we're having a guest by the name of Patricia Smiley, who is an author.
Oh, yes.
She is a classmate of mine from high school.
Wow.
And is, a much published author.
How
and
exciting.
And she sent me her latest book. It hasn't even gone on sale yet. And let me read it. And you know what? That lady can write. And
That's fantastic.
You know, it's not,
and you
it's not a deep history or anything like that, but it's, you know.
Carl Bott is a voracious reader.
I like to read.
Yeah, anyway, and I mean,
so she's
like,
going to be on at 7:30, and then we got Shasta College is going to come on and bring on whatever their next group is. Next week with Chamber of Commerce and Simpson University and House of Realty, and Linda's going to be the honcho.
Well,
from Wednesday through Friday. Yep.
Well, anyway, it's going to be, I mentioned earlier in the program who's going to be co-hosting, and it'll be in the station on the show. So that would be fantastic. Anyway, we're going to sign off now till 8 o'clock, which we have, of course, Gorman Law, and we always get interesting tidbits because, as we know, just as the weather changes, the laws are changing all around us, and as we're going to talk about the weather and the changing weather when we get back.
Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. House Speaker Mike Johnson is in Israel for meetings with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on the food crisis in Gaza. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, the Louisiana Republican says the biggest challenge is preventing Hamas terrorists from stealing food shipments, reselling them on the black market.
I spoke with Prime Minister Netanyahu about this myself, and he is resolved, of course, to make sure that aid is delivered. The nation of Israel and the U.S. will be involving now the next latest development, I believe, is Samaritan's Purse will be involved. And they have credibility on the world stage. They have delivery mechanisms and systems that have been proven in times of crisis everywhere around the world, and that'll be a great development. I think a lot more aid will be delivered, but of course they're going to need military assistance because the terrorists are stealing it.
Speaker Johnson's full this week on Capitol Hill interview will be seen starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. Prime Minister Netanyahu says Israel has no interest in governing Gaza, but would like to transfer control of the region to civilian Arab forces who will govern properly and not threaten Israel. The Prime Minister spoke following the Israeli Security Cabinet's approval of a plan to have the Israeli military take charge of Gaza City. President Trump boosting the federal law enforcement presence in Washington, D.C., at least for the next week or so.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the city has been plagued by violent crime and the increased federal presence will protect innocent citizens. The move follows the president's suggestion Monday that his administration could take over running the city.
Either they're going to straighten their act out in the terms of government and in terms of protection, or we're going to have to federalize and run it the way it's supposed to be run.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
An end-of-the-week rally underway this morning on Wall Street. The Dow trading 233 points higher. The Nasdaq up 182. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. As executive director of Turning Point USA, a national radio host, podcaster, husband, and father of two, my schedule is about as crazy as it can possibly get. 2 years ago, I made the decision to take control of my health, and I chose PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition because I needed a plan that fit my hectic lifestyle. I travel a lot, and my schedule changes every week, so I need something simple. They customized a plan for my body and my schedule, and I quickly lost 30 pounds. Now I have the energy and focus to get through my busy day. PhD will help you, too. They won't let you fail. Just give them a call, schedule your weight loss consultation, and see if their program is right for you. Call 855-696-2020. That's 855-696-2020. The first 11 callers who mention the word healthy will get 2 weeks added to their weight loss package. Call 855-696-2020 and mention the word healthy or visit them at myphdweightloss.com. That is myphdweightloss.com. It worked for me and it can work for you. Myphdweightloss.com.
The possibility of one-on-one talks between Presidents Trump and Putin has left Ukrainian officials feeling a bit uneasy.
We're back to where we've been before, which is essentially the concern of Ukraine that there will be talks between President Putin and President Trump, and that they could do the bare bones of a deal without the presence of Ukraine. There's also the question, of course, about sanctions, the deadline in which he said he was going to impose sanctions on Russia if they didn't agree to a ceasefire. If there are sanctions, there may be a time delay on that.
The BBC's Jonathan Veal. Japanese warships have docked in New Zealand's capital for the first time in almost 90 years. The vessels arrived in Wellington as part of an Indo-Pacific deployment with more than 500 crew members. They were accompanied by a New Zealand naval vessel. Japan's military recently took part in war games in Sydney with New Zealand and Australia as well. News and analysis, townhall.com. Cost of borrowing for a home declines again.
Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.63%. That's the lowest level since early April and just shy of its low for the year. Mortgage rates have fallen 3 weeks in a row. The latest pullback reflects a sharp drop in long-term bond yields, which lenders use as a benchmark for pricing home loans. Even so, mortgage rates remain relatively close to their high this year of around 7%. That's helped keep the housing market in a deep sales slump. I'm Alex Baker.
President Trump is ordering an investigation into whether banks have discriminated against conservatives and certain industries, such as gun manufacturers and cryptocurrency companies. The executive order signed by President Trump addresses so-called debanking. That's where banks close accounts or refuse to do business with certain individuals and industries. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Friday. Yeah. Friday, the 8th of August, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Here with David Mikey, and it's, well...
David Mikey?
Yeah. Is that true?
That's my Facebook.
It's his Facebook.
Oh, okay.
That's my Mikey. First and middle name.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, and it's national, what, Gumball
well,
Day?
Well, we got Pickleball, Moki, Whataburger, Global Sleep Under the Stars.
Wait. Whataburger?
Yeah, it's National Whataburger Day.
Whataburger. Like W-H-A-T, yeah. Whataburger?
Whataburger.
One word, Whataburger.
Have you ever eaten one of those?
No, I know there's a big rivalry between them and In-N-Out.
Well, Whataburger is, I'm not sure if it's any around here. I've seen them in New Mexico, a lot of them in New Mexico, but I'm sure they're everywhere.
Yeah, there are in New Mexico. We'll have to try one when we're there.
Maybe.
75th anniversary with 75-cent burgers.
Ooh.
Whataburger.
When's that going to be?
Today? I don't know. It just says.
Is there a Whataburger in town?
Top stories. Whataburger celebrates 75 years with 75-cent burger. Anyway, isn't that's big news.
Yeah.
Okay. It's going to be 103 today. We're talking about maybe winds, according to the National Weather Service. We could get winds and gusts up to about 20 miles per hour today. Right now, it's about 5 to 9 miles, per hour, with 103. So hot today, mostly clear skies tonight with 75. Now tomorrow we go up to 105 on Saturday. So we're going to have this little heat wave on Sunday, 107. Sunday night would go down to about 76 and the overnight lows on Monday calls for 106. And then as we progress next week, we're going to be getting down down into one, like 100. Then we'll go down to lower digits, under triple digits, 96, and Thursday, 96. So, well, hopefully that's where it's going to go. So we're up in the next 3 or 4 days with the hot temperatures above 105. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, a veteran-owned business where they always give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793 for all your needs. All right, here we are. It's our fabulous morning with Gorman Law. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
We're great.
Yeah, we were talking about AI.
Oh, yeah.
AI and AI's invention and interruption and what else?
I mean, I deal with a lot of it because financial institutions rely on it for just about everything. I mean, I'm convinced that it's running. Okay, so just a little background. You know, when I was an options trader and everything, I saw this happen in like the early 2000s, right? A lot of hedge funds moved into program trading. They weren't hiring finance guys. They were hiring programmers, right? And so they've been doing that, you know, to automatically trade and everything like that for a long time. But I'm seeing it across the board and, financial institutions just in general with insurance companies. I mean, they've delegated. Any letter you get, it just automatically is going out. You know, AI is issuing the letters, so you get these letters that are conflicting and weird. And, I mean, it is interesting to see how much has been switched over. And at some point, we're going to start seeing, the government doing it. I think they were talking about the Treasury, doing AI and things like that. And, there's a lot of, people saying, oh, it's going to, take over the world. And it's not very effective. It's actually not very good at all. It can't think. It can only mimic. Right, so it can't think.
Mimic, not think. That's a great.
It can't create.
Yes.
Yeah, but the thing about it is, it's so insidious that.
Yes. It's a good word too.
Is right. That? I mean, I'm calling a local car company around here, and I'm talking to somebody that sounds very bright and knowledgeable. And I said, "Are you a person?" And it's just like a slight hesitation. No, I'm your AI assistant.
Yes.
And then they send me to another one, and after I've talked to them for a few minutes, I go, "Are you a person? No, I'm an AI. The one, finally, I get back into the service department. Yeah. Okay.
So let me just.
I know, but he's real.
Sure.
But it's so, It is so transparent that if you weren't paying attention.
Yeah, this happened with me with trying to refill prescriptions yesterday. Yes. Now it's when you call the number, it's we can send you a one-time text with all of your prescriptions because I'm switched over doctors, switched over pharmacies. And so I said, okay, send me a text so I could look at it. Then you can fill it out. Then all of the next thing I know, I have an AI chat coming to tell me, you know, it was efficient, really quick, because we know what it's like when you're trying to call a pharmacy and trying to say, can you please, it's not refilled anymore, and it takes 2 weeks before you even get a human. But go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, I mean, obviously, there's certain things that AI is going to be excellent at and make things more convenient. But what's insidious about it is the reliance on it to, you know, cost-cutting, right?
Right.
The insidious part of it is the way it's being used. And, I mean, you'll even find, you'd be surprised. I mean, AI is, if you're in your doctor's office, they may be recording it with AI and transcribing it for them to automatically fill out the reports. They don't get consent to do it. They don't disclose that. So if you're talking about your spouse's health issues, that's being documented. Who has access to that? Right?
Okay.
It's discoverable. I've been marketed to by several companies where they offer to record my conversations with my clients and transcribe it and have access to my files. I'm like, no, that's for my benefit, not my clients, right? This is confidential stuff. A third party now has that. I've just breached confidentiality privileges through and through. So, you know, they don't have the same things with other companies. You know, I'm a little hyper, you know, aware of that. But, they offer it for free or for really cheap. It saves a lot of money. You can do things with less people. So they really dangle it in front of you, and the cost savings and the profits. You really got to step back and think, you know, what am I really doing here? And, once you hand that over, they're going to use your work product. They're going to use everything you have to then mimic it and sell it. And,
it's weird.
If the insidious part of it is our, human nature.
Well, you know, yesterday I was talking to a member of the city government, and I was having to switch over to my speakerphone. Somehow I pushed something on my phone, and I've never done it before. And this voice says, "You're now recording the conversation." And the person on the other end goes,
"What?"
Well, excuse me. I said, "I don't even know how I did this, you know, but I pushed the button, and it stopped it." And I said, you can do that, but it will tell you you're recording the conversation. So if somebody's listening on the other end, unless you do that
before it's ringing, I guess you could do that.
But I think that's illegal, right?
Only in certain states.
In certain states, in California.
Two-party consent state is California, but a lot of them are not a two-party consent state.
Yeah.
So you can make, secret recordings, and it's admissible, depending on who you're talking to, if there's some, spousal privileges and things like that. But, you can record people without their consent. If you're in a room, that's different than, a phone call. And, it's what you do it, what you use it with for it, right? So the two-party consent, I mean, you can make a secret recording, and they can't just sue you. You have to then publish it or disclose it to somebody else, and there's damages, right? You can't just sue somebody for recording you. You have no damages. You have no harm.
Right.
So, it's
more. It's only if you used it.
What it's used for.
Okay. Well, that makes sense because, sometimes I'm talking to people and they're talking numbers. I wish I was recording it so I could go back and listen to it later or give it to AI and say, can you transcribe this so even I can understand it? The only problem is then the writing looks like it's crayons. How did they do that? It's like a red crayon. It's not like a pen. I said, so I can understand it. And they put it in crayon,
Because it knows you.
It knows me.
Well,
okay.
We are here with Patrick and Jill Gorman of Gorman Law. Patrick and their law firm advocate for injured workers.
No.
Every month we have you on, we talk about, things that have changed or what's coming up or what people need to pay attention to because there's always somebody driving or listening in. And then, of course, you're going to be you're going to be putting all your archives eventually up on your website so people can hear past shows from Gorman Law.
And then we can go back and we can realize that when Patrick and I are here by ourselves, we don't talk a lot of law.
No.
But we do. We talk about, and here's the guy. This is how Patrick Gorman and I have been friends for years. And I can tell you this. I've never been able to ask him a question that – even sometimes they're obtuse questions that he doesn't have some knowledge on it and has saved us thousands of dollars just in a suggestion, these kind of things. So he's much more than just workers' compensation. This guy can cover a whole lot of things. Now, that's what he does is workers' compensation, but he can he pulls it in from a wealth of knowledge that how it can tie into other things.
Yeah, at workers' compensation, you touch so many areas of law, right? You have like you know, you have other law type stuff, right? Guardianships and things like that. You have torts, the negligence type stuff. You then have medicine, a lot of medical stuff, medical malpractice. You just contracts. It touches a lot of different areas.
Okay, before we go, I got an email from a guy, and he said, "Let the trannies retire, kick out the others. If you require continuous medicinal application, you're not deployable. If you have diabetes, you cannot serve." Now, I didn't know that, and I mean, I'm going to have to check on that, but this is what I'm trying to tell everybody. If you're not deployable, if it takes special medication to keep you on, on the mend, it's not like going down to your pharmacy. It's not going to happen. You're on a forward operating base. And I mean, that could be a real problem.
There's a lot of, I mean, as a society, right? A lot of kids get, ADD is a big issue. We have such a low percentage of our society that can even be conscripted because of ADD, or because kids have have struggles when they're in adolescence, and they get prescribed some kind of medication for depression or anxiety, and so I think it's just that push pull where we prescribe so much medication, and just that prescription disqualifies you.
It does.
But I agree, I wouldn't want to be in a trench with somebody who's has meds and now they're off them,
and they're off them, and I'm not just talking about the ones that maybe ADD. I'm talking about ones that, diabetes or something where they can drop.
Right.
And then now we've got, here's the other thing. That happens. Now we have to take care of them. And there's nothing wrong with that. We would do that.
Well, that's why we have the VA awards, because when you get in, you have a total clean bill of health with no waivers, right? So if anything develops after that or they don't discover something, the VA is on the hook for it.
And on that note, we have to take a break.
We do.
It's break time.
And we'll
be right back.
What he said.
Something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
The Humps are back for two nights at Wind River.
$10 free slot play. Get your tickets now before they're gone. Must be 21 to attend. For tickets or complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Get job ready today at Shasta College. Whether you're interested in accounting or agriculture, automotive or nursing, or any of our many other career trainings, our in-demand programs will give you the skills you need for a fulfilling and exciting future career. Planning to transfer? Start here and complete your first 2 years. Then transfer to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. And the best part is, all full-time students get 2 years tuition for free. Choose the class format that works for you. In-person, online, hybrid, or 8-week accelerated courses designed for busy adults. You may even qualify for up to $4,000 per semester through our 15 to finish program. Restrictions apply. See a counselor for details. Fall semester begins August 18th, so don't wait. Enroll today at ShastaCollege.edu or call 530-242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Linda, keep dancing, baby. Oh, no, shake it! Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Barr. It's Friday, the 8th of August, 8:21 in the morning. It says 77, I think it's... Yeah, okay, I'll go with 77, maybe 78. Depends where you are in Reading, since we have microclimates everywhere. But it is going up to like 103 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned, locally-owned business here, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. We're here with Patrick Gorman and Jill Gorman from Gorman Law. Largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento that they started about 5 years ago. Something like that, 5 or 6.
2021?
In Palisadro. Mm. Yeah. And, you know, and it's right next to True Value Hardware, so you can swing in, you know, walk through the hardware store, and you walk over.
No, I like the consignment shop, okay?
Oh, and the consignment shop on the other side.
Oh, my God, you get in trouble there, I know.
Yeah.
And then you can go in.
I just discovered that. It wasn't open, I think, a couple times that I've been there, so.
Yeah, they get a lot of treasure.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if I told you, but Linda's brother, who is a physician, has his own office out of Sacramento. Was in pain management. And I tell you what, the government, and you're doing pain management because you are prescribing pain management drugs.
Not so much.
They were all over him for so much. He never did anything wrong, but just that. So he started getting into workers' compensation.
Yeah.
Where they were sending people that had been injured over to him because he's an expert in pain management.
Right.
And he says, he says, that's what I'm going to do.
And he doesn't prescribe anymore.
He doesn't prescribe.
Yeah, pain medicine. It's very rare that they prescribe opiates now. Yeah. There's a lot of other stuff.
Yeah.
But with pain medicine, they also do. So we do have a work comp injury. A lot of it's also because of the delays and stuff. But at a certain point of time, a year, year and a half, mm-hmm. if you haven't gotten some kind of relief and moved forward, it becomes chronic. And you start getting problems with the other body parts. You start grinding your teeth and having dental issues.
Ooh.
You start getting up, you know, GI issues.
Yes.
You start having, let's say you have a back injury. Now you're limping. If you already have, knees that are, kind of worn away, they start getting worse, and then just the depression.
You start compensating. Like right. if one of your legs hurts, you start compensating, right. and then the other one starts hurting.
Right. So if you get care right away, I mean, I had one employer. Yeah. They're up here actually. One employer where they were very good. They sent their people to the doctor. They got an they didn't delay treatment. They didn't do anything. They got them an MRI right away. They got them to a surgeon. They had surgery. They were back at work within 5 months. They never hired an attorney, and it probably saved them millions of dollars. But they didn't get those chronic conditions. I see a lot of it, especially up here, where they become chronic and the depression, because you're just stuck. You're just trapped.
Right.
You can't get anything.
Anxiety.
Oh, yeah. So it becomes problematic.
I can't move like I used to.
Things cascade. I see people, if you already have some underlying autoimmune things, like psoriasis or something like that, it triggers it. It flares up because of the cortisol and the stress and just the not moving around, being sedentary, and it's interesting. So that's what pain medicine doctors, they're also rehabilitation doctors. They deal with a lot of that.
Right. So. Well, we're going to be seeing him this weekend. I'm going to do a little bit more, deep dive into that. Yeah. But I want to go back, Carl, okay, with the two of you, okay, and our listeners, about, because you served your Army.
Yes.
Okay. How many years?
Just three.
Three.
But he was an air soaked.
Yeah.
He was an air-soaked warrior.
I was a scout. I was in a scout platoon at the end there. You know
the biggest brawl I ever saw. I mean, I've been in places like in Longapo, the Philippines, when two ships were fighting it out. And the Marines, we were just sitting up there in the balconies watching them. I mean, it was a big fight. But one of the best ones I ever saw, when they had the 101st Air Mobile and the 82nd Airborne at the Officers Club. Yeah. It didn't take long at all. And those guys just, you're chairborne. Yeah. Oh, gosh, it started. Yeah. And the Marines just held our beer, and we kind of sat back on the other side. Now, this is the old days.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but okay.
Well, you got the 82nd Airborne where they jump out of planes.
Yeah.
And it used to be the 101st Airborne where they jumped out of planes.
Okay.
But they gave
it's a flyer infantry, too. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, so they made the 101st into a air assault with helicopters and all this, but not jumping. So we just kind of sat back and watched, wow, those guys are really taking this stuff seriously.
Well, both of those divisions are the rapid deployment division. You got the 10th Mountain, 82nd, 101st, the rapid deployment divisions. We don't have heavy armor and stuff. And so, yeah, that's probably the biggest rivalry in the Army right there, 101st, 82nd.
Well, we had talked about this before you guys got in here today, Gorman. Law, and we talked a little bit about law, but I think it's really important because both of you served, and this is something that hit the news today about we talked about the transgender being denied. If you've served between 15 and 18 years, the option to retire early would instead separate them without retirement benefits. And some of these people are feeling betrayed and devastated by the move. And I just saying, what say you?
They were allowed to enlist or commission. They were allowed to with these conditions. So they didn't lie or hide or anything coming in, right? So they were allowed to enlist under policy. They've served. And now retroactively they're going to say, hey, we let you in. We said it's okay. You served. Thanks for your service. But because of something we knew about and okayed, we're retroactively going to kick them out.
If they enlisted and they enlisted as, let's just say, as a male, and then 6 years goes by, 7 years goes by, and they say, well, I have this gender dysphoria.
Mm-hmm.
And then the military then provides the sex change operation and lets them stay on active duty for another, say, 10 years. So now they're at that 16th year, 16th, 17th, 18th year. And now they're saying, well, nope, you're out. You can't serve. I'm not a bleeding heart, but I also know is if you were going to discharge them because, as maybe you should have back then, you can't just retroactively say your service is not honorable.
It's money. They're looking to save money on that, obviously, right?
It's less than 4,000 out of 2.2 million. Yeah. Come on. They spend more on hammers than they would on this.
Yeah. So when I served, it was actually, I went to the 101st right after this big incident occurred, right? So there was an incident in the 101st where there was a guy who was openly gay. And this is still, don't ask, don't tell, right? He wasn't openly gay with the command, but everybody knew. And so there was another soldier who was drunk and, talking smack. And then so the drunk soldier got beat up, right? He started a fight. And then the guy who was gay beat him down. He's still infantry. So later that night, the guy who got beat up goes in his room with a bat and kills him. So that happened. And it was at that point, they were like, hey, if you come out as gay, you're going to be home in 2 weeks, right? So a lot of people that aren't like, hey, I'm gay. And so it was, but again, it was like, there is a sentiment, right? There is just underlying sentiment, at least in the Army there was. I don't know about the Air Force. I know in the Navy, my son recently served, there wasn't a lot of, like hardship or like mm-hmm. A lot of people weren't anti-gay or anything like that, but yeah, I mean it is there's a culture. I mean there is. It's just it's macho and
I had a
it's more inclusive today, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, well I had well I don't know now. I can tell you though, when I was a company commander, first sergeant came in and said, hey, Corporal so and so, I can't remember his name. He has come in and said he's homosexual and wants to be discharged. Well, he was a good Marine, but he wanted to be discharged. He was homosexual. His fellow Marines knew this. Either they knew it or whatever. He never had a problem. He never had a problem. Well, it could be he's from Tennessee, and he was, you know, he was pretty good
Tennessee
sized
boy
dude.
Either way, yeah.
Yeah, he's a pretty good sized dude. But he didn't have any problems. The only other time I had something like that was when I was training officers and lieutenants at the basic school. We had a male and a female walk in and declare that they were gay and wanted to be discharged. Okay. We're not fighting it. If you are saying you are, that means you want to be discharged. And so we let that, you know, so you discharge.
But they don't do that now.
Well, when you go into Don't Ask, Don't Tell, I mean, people say, well, they had all these witch hunts. You know what? 32 years in the Marine Corps, I never saw a witch hunt. I never saw anybody being pursued.
Yeah.
Oh, because they're gay. Because we had gay people in. They did their job. Nobody's,
I agree.
This is just maybe the groups I was in.
Well, I think that, so when they said, hey, anybody's going home in 2 weeks, it was because, I mean, they just had a murder.
Oh, yeah.
It was all over the news.
Yeah.
This is
I can understand.
99,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Logan Ireland, a master sergeant in the U.S. Air Force who has served 15 years of service, including a deployment in Afghanistan, is one of the airmen impacted by the policy. So you can only imagine how you feel betrayed. You feel betrayed by your country.
Well,
I
gave you me. I feel,
and now you're telling me I can't.
I feel betrayed.
It's like, yeah.
I feel betrayed and confused. Do you remember that movie with Robin Williams when they were playing, he and the other guy were playing two gay guys?
Birdcage, right?
And when they were talking about, he says, I want to train you how to be able to talk, you know, to deal with people. He's talking about football, and he goes, yeah, what did you think about them Bears when they lost it in that last drive? And he goes, I feel betrayed and confused. I feel betrayed and confused.
No, but,
you know, but it was.
No, all kidding aside, I just think it's wrong.
Yeah, okay, we need to take a break.
Yeah.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers or Subway. Founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967. I started going there in 2007 when I moved to Reading. I've never had a bad haircut. Thoroughly enjoy the place. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, my friends. I make an appointment by calling 530-244-9478 to make an appointment. So it works on my schedule, or you can roll in there. If they've got an opening, you'll get a great haircut. It's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Gorman Law.
Summer with a family barbecue on your new Green Mountain Smart Control Pellet Grill from Kent's Meat and Groceries. Grill through your home Wi-Fi network from your favorite chair or even the pool. Shop Kent's Meat Department for fresh extra lean ground chuck, whole trim tri-tip T-bone or porterhouse steaks, plus watermelon and white corn on the cob, all on sale this month along with Bud, Miller, Coors, and Pepsi products. Don't forget side dishes and salads made fresh daily from Cappy's Deli. Kent's Meat's a grocery in Cappy's Deli, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport on Airport Road. Open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, including Labor Day weekend.
Finally, transparent elections in Shasta County. Your new county clerk, Clint Curtis, needs your support now. We're having a fantastic fundraising dinner at Wind River, August 28th. Live auction, drawing, games, and of course, great people. Get your tickets now. This event will sell out. Call Patrick at 530-222-3223 or Jody at 530-510-3533. Clint Curtis, county clerk, fundraising dinner this August 28th at Wind River. And thank you for your support.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision.
She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at GormanComplaw.com.
Thank you, Jill. Thank you, Jill, for joining in. Patrick, I didn't see you joining. Oh, were you there? Were you doing? Okay.
His neck was bothering him.
Okay, we were all bobbing our heads along with Night at the Roxbury.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hey, welcome back to the show here. I want to remind everybody there's going to be a dove warm-up put on by the Shasta County Cattlemen's Association and Redding Gun Club on Sunday, the August 24th. 2025 from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Raffle prizes, gun raffles, shooting contests, turkey shoots, cornhole games. And if you go to the Shasta County Cattlemen's Association and you just go there, you can buy tickets and register on that.
Could you please explain a dove warm up?
Well, dove season's getting ready to start.
Okay, well, and let's talk about when you say dove warm up. Well, I mean, we're thinking about dove
season. Dove season,
you know, cleaner. What is it?
Right.
You know,
well, a dove. When you plan on getting your limit of doves, whatever that is, it could be five. You buy five boxes of shells. Just so you give yourself a chance.
Okay. Well, because some people listening wouldn't understand that.
And I will swear at one time, the state of Idaho was issuing flak jackets to doves because I know I'm shooting them, and it's just bouncing off them as they would fly by. Anyway, this is going on. So it's a warm-up. You get to shoot trap and all that. And it's, you know, it's a fundraiser also. And you can, if you go to, you can either scan a QR code or you can just go to Shasta County Cattlemen's Association and do it online, which to me is easier. Okay. I'm here with Patrick and Jill Gorman from Gorman Law, or we're here. We're talking workers' compensation, but we've also gotten into
everything.
Everything again, as we usually do. What's happening in the state that's kind of impacting on you or maybe your clients? I'll tell you why. O2 staffing comes in here, Jennifer Cram, and we spend half the show, at least minimum one segment, maybe sometimes two, on the things the state of California is doing to kill businesses.
Small businesses,
adding little things here, taking little things off there. And if you don't know it, if you don't have like an I-9 and the state walks in, they could shut us down. I mean, literally shut us down, you know, by fining us. So we have our I-9s. And you have to keep them in a special place. You have to keep them away from your HR. Other HR stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I think with the O2 and the personnel services, industry, they serve a great purpose, right? Especially in like labor intensive jobs, they're the middleman where they carry, you know, workers' comp and they create like a barrier from liability, right? They're not your employee. So if they're a problem, you just call O2 and they don't put you on the schedule, right? And, so you don't have to worry about, somebody suing you after working there for 45 days because they're just looking for a lawsuit to grab onto, right?
Yeah, because they work for O2.
Correct.
So and after 45 days, it may not be the right mix or the right fit, you just go back to them and tell them, and there's no questions
asked. You don't even have to call them. They don't have to even have any communication.
You don't have any. They'll pull them back, and they'll find them another job. Or maybe it's not working for the person either. It's not that they're not doing the job, but it's not working for them. So this is 402 steps in. Yeah. Now, but it's the number of changes and the number of things they do. There's just...
Well, and a lot of that's from case law, right? We sue ourselves into quite a problem. So a lot of that is because of things that a lawsuit that has gone through, and some kind of case where, this employer didn't do this, and the jury found against them, and it was millions of dollars, right? So, it is more expensive to hire through a temp agency, but until you get sued, right? So it's like another layer of insurance, by and large. And, smaller employers, especially ones that are very sensitive to workers' compensation premiums because they have a high job, physical labor, if you're at like a manufacturing facility or a quarry or something like that, they use the temp agencies quite a bit. Actually, in nursing too, they use it quite a bit. During COVID, they were using.
Oh my gosh.
Like most nurses that were going in and filling in when there's COVID outbreaks, they were all through temp agencies. That layer was protecting the hospitals.
For that $1,000 a day.
Yeah.
And that's what they were getting paid, traveling nurses, and I imagine PAs were making more than that. So, so you've been talking about it, that you said for years they haven't done anything to update.
Everybody's anticipating.
But we've been talking about that anticipation for a couple of years
now. Everybody's expecting it to come through, probably 2027-ish. There's going to be a reform. There will be. There's a lot of things that labor and is really pushing for, and doctors. But there's also things, the insurance companies and everything are pushing for. And so there's some proposed legislation already coming out. They're just trying to strike this balance because they need a robust insurance marketplace for workers' compensation system to exist in California. So they can't just, a lot of people are like, you hear workers' compensation, and I tell people, hey, the word fair isn't in that, right? You've got to strike this in between. You have to have – it has to be profitable for insurance companies. Otherwise, they won't exist, and the state's going to cover everything. It has to be affordable for employers. Otherwise, people won't – they won't carry workers' comp policy, or they won't employ people, right?
Right.
But then you also have to have it where it doesn't fall to the state to pay for these folks when they wind up under a bridge. Right, and where doctors can actually be in the system and provide treatment. So it's just you're trying to strike that balance, and it's right now. And I was saying earlier, like there's ripple effects from COVID shutting things down. I mean, a lot of insurance companies had to had to return premiums, and then they couldn't get claims through. So every claim has money attached to it. It's called a reserve account, right? They have to reserve money for every claim. If you have this backlog, that's more and more money you don't have in operating capital. Right, so they have the doctors. I mean, a lot of doctors left the system.
Yes, that they did. Time,
but it's just the finances. It has to be a solid system. And so if there's delays in care and denials of care based on finances, the injured workers can be mad about it all they want. But at the end of the day, the state's not going to collapse these insurance companies, if they can't operate, right? And so it's we see a lot of that. So there'll be some legislation probably covering that, and you're trying to strike that balance. But there will be some. There's already some proposed. There's a lot of law firms that don't have really a lawyer working at it, and they're advertising. They're just like a system that advertises online. People never talk to a lawyer, and they're just everywhere. A lot of them are advertising up here even, and they're trying to make it so that you cannot represent somebody unless you're like within 200 miles of where the court case is filed and where the person lives. Because we're seeing a lot of that. It's cheaper.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah. I mean,
so somebody from LA sue somebody from up here. I mean,
hire a lawyer up here. Well, this is just workers' comp, though. This is just
it was
an LA company, right?
Yeah,
LA companies, they have advertisements, and sometimes people will even go onto like the value of my case calculator. They click on that. You fill out your information, that company then sells it to a law firm, and it's like 100 and something bucks for one up here, it's 700 for one down there. So they're buying them from up here. It's capping. It's illegal, but it's not, they just always going after it. So it's, you want to strike that balance where people have access to attorneys, but not the parasitic ones. Right?
Are we short attorneys in California?
Oh, yeah. They can't hire enough attorneys. Every workers' compensation firm is looking for 13 to 16 of them at any time. There is a shortage of attorneys. And even that generation is even hard.
Can you get your law degree online?
Yes.
You can. You have to take the baby bar and then
What's the baby bar?
First year
law student's examination.
After you've taken the 3 years?
No, you have to take it after the first year, and you have to pass it before you can continue on.
And so, you passed the baby bar. And so you go in your second and third year, but everything you're doing is online. I mean, do you have to travel anywhere?
You take the bar exam.
Your bar exam.
Yeah, you can't take the bar exam at home.
So how hard it would be for you to take it for me, Pat?
People spend a lot of money to cheat on the bar.
Remember Suits? Come on, that TV show.
There's a case where somebody in New York took the New York bar. So the multi-state, multiple choice questions, they're across the state. Every state has the same ones, right? So somebody in New York supposedly tried to memorize all of the questions and then was able to transmit it to some guy in Hawaii before he took the bar exam so that he could supposedly memorize them.
It's a 4-hour, 5-hour?
It's a six-hour difference.
Yeah, but I don't know how you're going to memorize 200 questions and answers.
Or you could just learn it.
He may have learned it, but then what he did was he narrowed it down for him.
When I was studying for the bar, I had a buddy that I was in law school with, and he said, he lived in an apartment, and a lot of young people live there, and he was on the first floor by the pool. And he's like, you got a family and everything, you're doing really good, but I look out my window, and I see a bunch of girls in bikinis playing beer pong, and I just can't focus on what I need to focus on, and I'm out there, so I'm probably not going to pass the bar. So it's sometimes life gets in the way of studying, I guess.
New Mexico at one time, because it's not a big population, their bar exam, I think I talked to you about this once, their bar exam was one of the hardest in the nation. They said, we don't want too many lawyers, we won't be enough business. Well, then somebody showed them the statistics that the more lawyers you have, the more business you have, because lawyers will sue, another lawyer.
They changed
that bar exam.
Interesting.
They'll
disqualify other. I think that Montana or Wyoming, maybe it's both, you have to actually graduate from one of the law schools in their state. They only have two. And you have to graduate from one or the other in order to practice in that state. But these are states with under a million people in them, right? Mm-hmm.
Speaking of online schools, we got to get you to traffic school here soon.
I have to go, too.
Before it's too late.
I know. I got to look at the papers.
Look at the paper. Yeah. We've got to get you in there.
I think we have until January. It was 3 months, right?
Don't just get in there.
All right.
Do it this weekend.
We've got to take a break, and we'll be right back. You got to go to traffic school. What did they get you for?
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hey Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Wings of Summer, Butterflies at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, open now through August 10th.
Featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil, enclosed garden within Turtle Bay's wildlife woods in Paul Bunyan's forest camp.
Release an emerging butterfly, feed them, and identify each species. Perfect for nature enthusiasts of all ages.
Wings of Summer Butterflies at Turtle Bay is presented by Lassen Canyon Nursery.
Now through August 10th.
Free for members, included with admission.
Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 533
530-410-6085. And check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Experience the thrill of our $100,000 summer adventure. Swipe to win drawing. Weekly drawings are from June through August, Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m., where you have a chance to win exciting prizes, including free spot play and cash rewards. Have a chance to win a brand new 2025 Ford Ranger in the final drawing. By participating, you could drive away in style. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs. Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fueras.
Put your name at the top of his list, and the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios on Friday. Only for Dave, it's only two more working days till Monday. Okay. 8:51 in the morning here on the 8th of August. It still says 77. It's a lie. It's a lot. It's got to be probably 80 by now because it's going up to, what, 103 today? 104? We're here with Patrick and Jill Gorman from Gorman Law, based out of Palo Cedro, has built the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento in a relatively short time, which tells you something. We're talking about how we're short lawyers, you know, and all the lawyer jokes and all that, you know, what's brown and black and looks good on a lawyer, you know, Rottweiler.
I never heard that one, but okay.
You never heard that one?
No.
What do you call a bus filled with lawyers that goes off the side of a cliff?
Good start. I have one that's like kind of PG-13. It was what do lawyers use for birth control? Their personalities.
You know, and my sister, you know, my sister's a lawyer, and I would tell her these things, and then she says, enough.
There's a reason. I tell my clients, like, there are a lot of people that go into law for the very wrong reasons, and there's no real, like, not a lot of recourse for it, and, you know, you can be a bad lawyer and not lose your license, and so it's well earned.
Because without lawyers, and, like, you're out there, and you're helping people that have been injured on the job, they're just not getting the treatment. It's life changing for them and their families. You know, they want to go back to work. And this is what I say on, you know, my live reads here. The families want to get them back to work. The employer wants them back to work, but it's just not happening.
Yeah, they can't get
them. And so that's where, you come in, yeah, is to get them the treatment, or not only treatment, but maybe sometimes a new training, yeah, so they can change jobs.
They'll go years before they think about a plan B. Yeah. They don't have a backup plan 3 years in, and the money's gone. And it's like that. Nobody said, hey, maybe you're going back to work, but not at this job. What are you going to do? Nobody even brought that up to them. They're just focused on, I want to get better. Maybe a permanent disability. Maybe there is no getting better. Maybe you just get as good as you can get. What are you going to do? They haven't even thought about that. And nobody tells them.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, sometimes it does take a long time, correct?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's not like it's not happening. It's like a glacial speed.
It's just the system.
Glacial speed.
And this is the thing here, the stand down. We have a stand down every year for homeless veterans, And it's been very successful over the years. It, of course, when COVID hit, that really took a while to get it back. They had to cancel it this year. And already. And why? Because for some kind of reason coming from the state, that they can't distribute material, which means clothing and all that kind of stuff. They can't distribute that during the stand down. So,
what's the point then?
I have no idea. I don't know, you know, what the paperwork is or anything. So this year's stand down that we've talked about already on October 16th, 17th, and 18th is now canceled. And if they'd be interested in to find out, is it because one of our guys doesn't understand the
paperwork?
The small print,
right,
and things like that. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, I'm sure that there's something that happened. It's going to be about liability exposure, something like that.
I'm sure that's it.
Yeah, I told
liability.
Yeah, I said earlier. I mean, we have definitely sued ourselves into kind of an unfunctioning system in a lot of ways, right?
You know, do you find that people are afraid to do things because of the threat of a lawsuit?
Employers? Absolutely, employers are. Anybody who has... the common, you know, targets for lawsuits, so employers, insurance companies, 100%, they are, a lot of the reasons there's delays in the system itself and the systems don't function is because they had to make rules and laws to protect themselves from lawsuits that shouldn't have happened, right? So, like, an insurance company is not worried about the person suing them. They're worried about their client suing them if they don't do the right thing. Right, so that's what they're worried about. They owe duties to their clients. So they're, you know, workers' comp insurance companies, they're not picking on the injured workers. They're worried that their client, the employer, is going to sue them for doing something they shouldn't have done as far as paying for something they shouldn't have paid for.
Well, and, you know, it's like there's so many things that people get hinky about now because you're not sure. Should I say that? Like, and again, this isn't an ad for O2 Employment Services. But I'm hiring somebody. I was amazed when she told me the questions I could not ask. Mm-hmm. I mean, could not ask.
Honestly, you went from the job.
Yeah. I mean, and things that, well, this might have an impact on them being able to do it. And, you know, so all that kind of stuff. Anyway, anywhere from are you married to can you drive and all that kind of,
car?
Do you have a driver's license?
Yeah.
I don't think I can ask that.
Really? Isn't that,
I've got it, you know.
Federal use. So you have federal stuff and state stuff. Kind of.
Oh, now, unless it's, you know, if it's like a driving job.
Well, on I-9, you need, driver's license versus valid ID, right? So you can ask for valid ID.
Well, no, the reason I was asking, you know, about, you know, can you drive? Can you know?
Oh, because they might have a disability.
Well, I want to make sure they can get to work, and so. But I can't ask that. But if it's for a driving job,
sure,
then I can ask because you know you're going to need a driver's license for that. Not to be, you know, that would be one of the things.
I don't think you need to ask them about a criminal history unless.
Oh, can't ask that. No. But I can. Oh, and here's the other thing: background check.
But what about the FCC and stuff like that? Don't you have some? I mean,
if you are dealing with the public. And there's a couple other things. Yeah. And, you know, next time Jennifer comes on, I'm going to throw out all these questions.
Right.
But if you're dealing with the public or money or things like that, I think you can do a background check.
Yeah.
But if it's just for getting a job, no. I think, you know, especially in California.
Yeah, I think just in general. Yeah, because you're not allowed to, you're not going to discriminate if they have a prior history that doesn't affect the job. But I would think with the FCC regulations and the communication, I mean, there's federal, I think you can't have people like transmitting like terrorist messages and stuff like that over the airwaves. You can't have access to this stuff.
Well, when it happens, and you know, there's been, we pushed that one, and one of our shows pushed that one hard. as you know, because Patrick got me, helped me with that one too. And as it turned out, I could do what I did.
Yeah.
And so, but I just think that, you know, there's just so much stuff that you almost need to have a lawyer working with you.
I'll tell you, I have cases where I, you know, the attorney for O2 staffing and me, you know, we get along well, but you know, our clients are butting heads and stuff. So, but I think that these type agencies make it so that employers can expand their businesses without going bankrupt.
Yeah. And anyway, the state of California, God bless it.
And so, you know.
Hey, so how do people get a hold of Gorman Law?
So go check us out on our website at gormancomplaw.com. Give us a call, 530 262-2168. You can also email us at email@cormancomplaw.com.
You know, and when you talk to somebody, you know, a lot of times you'll talk to people in offices and it's under, they're only going to talk to you, right? Well, I mean, they'll answer, somebody else will answer the phone, but for as far as the legal stuff, they talk to you. Yeah, it's not a paralegal or somebody.
Yeah, I do. All the legal work is done by me, absolutely.
So, Joe, will you help me with that online law degree?
Yeah.
So I get that.
And you talked about doing that right when you got out of this.
You know what? I said, well, that's 3 years. I'm
but you taught. You were a teacher.
I know, but I mean, but to take the, you know, to do something like that. You know, take something like that. Why not? I can go.
You can write a book about it, Carl.
What happens to a 77-year-old guy that takes, you know, that starts law school?
Why not?
But if you can do it online, hell.
Yeah.
That's right.
It saves on drive time.
Yep.
Save on drive time.
You could practice.
Okay, we have to run. Everybody, you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, everybody, and God bless America.
KCNR, Shasta Ready. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.